Storytelling has long had an important role in Anishinaabe culture. Billy Blackwell, an Ojibwe elder from Grand Portage, has been involved in the teaching of history and legends for many years, and he joins us today to speak a little bit about the history of oral traditions in the Ojibwe community and culture. Welcome, Mr. Blackwell.
Hello.
Mr. Blackwell, what is a legend? Elaborate a little on what a legend is.
Well, the word for legend in the Anishinaabe language is Adizulkan. And Adizulkan is a powerful word because it means a story, a legend. So when they look at something, an animal, a bird, a place, anything, they say, that is an Adizulkan, meaning there is a story or legend that's been passed down for many, many, many years. And to Adizulke means telling a legend.
And why is storytelling important to the Ojibwe community and culture?
The oral history was what was used for many years, and to this day by some is still used, because they were not all supposed to be written down. The Anishinaabe long ago was never given writing, was given painting. And with the painting is a story or a legend. And for example, in the wintertime, the kids at the Ogimao Gichida School in Grand Portage, the charter school, who are now listening to this right now on computers or at their school, are told stories in the wintertime. They're told other stories. For instance, they know why the robin has his chest of the boy who fasted for 30, 40 days, and his father was so mean to him, he burnt his chest. And he came back as a bird, and he kept saying, and his father kept asking him, "Are you burning? Are you hot?" And he kept saying, "Well, piche, piche," or "really, really." And when he came back in a dream to his father, he said, "The Great Spirit felt so sorry for me, he turned me into a bird." And that bird is the opiche, the robin. So our kids in Grand Portage know a lot of these stories, and the reason I tell them is that they are to learn the story and to pass it on. So that is how stories are told. And winter legends, because Nanabuju, when he made this earth, he asked all the animals how many moons the winter should be, and the old moose, the bull, said, "As many as the white hairs on my back," and they said, "No, that would be too many." And one of the animals, the frog, Makaki, said, "As many as the fingers on both my hands, six." So they made it to six, and then the Makaki laughed, and he sleeps all winter anyway. But our kids in Grand Portage know these stories so that they can pass them down. But the winter legends can only be told in the winter, the Nanabuju stories. But the Wendigo stories are only told in the summer, because Wendigo was so powerful, he had eaten all of his family, everyone in the line. He had to go to the south to live. And he was so powerful that very few could defeat him. And this summer I'm going to be telling three of the Wendigo stories of this Cook County area, where the Wendigo was slain and beat by the powerful people. So these are how our stories are passed on.
So it sounds like there are stories appropriate to the different seasons and rhythms of the calendar year. Are there both formal and informal opportunities to share the stories, or?
Well, there's rules.
Okay.
There's rules, and what they say is that when you break a rule, you unjene. Unjene means why you get sick or something happens. A lot of times is because you either did something wrong or you did not do what you were supposed to do. So there's rules with these stories. And because in the wintertime the snakes are under the ground sleeping, many things, that's why these stories are told. And because the winter's so long. But then again, they can't tell some. They can't tell some of the sturgeon stories can only be told when there's ice on the lakes, because the sturgeon will hear you. And, of course, the record of North America is north of Thunder Bay was a over 400-pound sturgeon, which was probably over 10, 11 feet long. And so the Anishinaabe were scared to death of these because of their stories of what had actually really happened in the past. So there's rules with all these.
Thank you, Mr. Blackwell. Anything else this morning?
Yeah, the other thing is the names of places. For instance, Gichio-Nugaming, the Grand Portage. The name of Onigaming means portage, but Onugaming referred to the portage that was, meaning that the Grand Portage, once you're done with that, you're hitting the long, long, huge forest ahead for many miles till you get to another place. Gram Ray, Chibito Bigum, means Grand Twin Bays, as there are two beautiful bays there. And years ago, of course, in 1885, they started changing a lot, but two beautiful bays, Chibito Bigum. So there are stories and legends and stories with all these things.
Wonderful. We're visiting with Billy Blackwell, an Ojibwe elder from Grand Portage, talking about the importance of storytelling in the Ojibwe culture. Thanks for speaking with us, Mr. Blackwell.
You betcha.